This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're pleased to welcome Carrington Harrison, who is part of 610 Sports in Kansas City and also does the evening show here Sundays on CBS Sports Radio. Carrington, what have the last 24 hours been like in Kansas City?
Oh, that's a really good question. It's certainly been very celebratory. It's definitely been very jovial. The Chiefs haven't been to the Super Bowl in 50 years. And when you kind of factor in that it was kind of the culmination of the entire postseason, I mean, they were down double digits in every game that they played. They also won every game by double digits. I would say this was maybe the most nerve-wracking. Not many teams are down 20-10 in the fourth quarter with 7 minutes to go and then win by 11 points the way the Chiefs did. So it certainly was a great swing of emotion in Kansas City over the last 24 hours or so.
Kind of funny, too, if you think about the big picture of their playoff run. This may have been the highest degree of difficulty because the 10-point deficit was in the fourth quarter. But this is really the DNA of the team that we saw in extending their win streak to ultimately 9 games. What about this team turned them into a group that A, would get down early, but also B, is not afraid and can figure out how to get back from those giant deficits and ultimately win games?
I think it's probably more about the second part of your question, honestly. I would say what got them in the situation or the ability where they could come back is Patrick Mahomes. The big reason why I picked the Chiefs to win the game on Sunday against San Francisco was I think football is largely defined by if you have a quarterback that can come through on third and long situations. And I think we saw, a pretty stark difference. Patrick Mahomes had the third and 15 pass to Tyreek Hill. He also had the big third down to Sammy Watkins down the right side of the field against Richard Sherman. Those are probably two of the biggest plays of the game. And I would say the same thing on the flip side for San Francisco, where they didn't trust Jimmy Garoppolo at the end of the first half, which I thought was a pretty controversial decision. He missed the pass down the middle of the field to Emmanuel Sanders that half the quarterbacks in the NFL complete that pass. And then on 2nd and 5, San Francisco's decision to throw the ball, it got batted down by Chris Jones, and then Frank Clark got the sack on 3rd downs. So I would say what got them out of the situation is Patrick Mahomes and their defense. It's kind of weird because their defense, I think it took basically in every playoff game, they had to kind of settle in just a little bit. But if you think about it, the last 4 drives for San Francisco, punt, punt, turnover on downs, and interception, that they just found a way to kind of settle in. And once they kind of found the tendencies of the other team, they really did a good job with adjustments and slowing down the other team's offense.
Yeah, I enjoyed highlighting the defense after the Super Bowl and really through the course of this playoffs, because that group that was rebuilt and had so many new faces and new starters came together and kind of spearheaded their run to the top of the AFC West. We're spending a few minutes with Carrington Harrison from 610 Sports in Kansas City and also Sunday evenings on CBS Sports Radio. It's After Hours on that very same network. The defense had this really cool identity with a bunch of personalities, and yet they were able to gel. How did you see them come together, and what would you say is their identity now at this point?
That's a really good question. I would say that it probably started in the Week 11 game against Tennessee. They played at Tennessee, and they couldn't stop Derrick Henry. He had 188 yards rushing. Ryan Tannehill also played really well. He had a drive at the end of the game to win.
Right.
And after that point, that was the last time that Kansas City lost. They went undefeated the rest of the season. I think their mentality was just very simply, last year, I just don't think they had a lot of dogs on that team, but I think they clearly went out in free agency and tried to find players with a different mindset and attitude. That's certainly what Tyrann Mathieu is. Frank Clark, I'm sure by now you've seen the post-game press conference that he had with James Palmer of NFL Network. Like, they just didn't have that personality. They didn't have those kind of characters last year on the team. So when you kind of factor in Frank Clark, you factor in Tyrann Mathieu, you factor in Chris Jones, who played exceptionally well in the Super Bowl, that just gave them a different attitude and demeanor that they just didn't have last year. And They also made a big change defensive coordinator-wise to go from Bob Sutton to Steve Spagnuolo. Last year's Chiefs defense gave up the most third downs in the history of the NFL. Think about every team you've ever seen play football. The Chiefs gave up more first downs than any team that you have ever seen before. So they just had to do something different on defense. They did that in one offseason, in one draft, one free agency, and a couple of waiver wire moves. They completely changed and overhauled their defense to help win the Super Bowl.
Tyrann Mathieu made a comment in the postgame yesterday about the fact that they've got a lot of guys who are either up for contract or could be free agents. It's hard to keep a group together after winning a Super Bowl because guys want to and deserve to get paid for their success. How much could change? How much is subject to change, Carrington?
I would say really the biggest decisions that they have to make are Sammy Watkins' contract. I actually looked this up today. It was kind of a big thing, kind of a little bit on Twitter more. We haven't really started a lot of the kind of offseason stuff. It was kind of more talking about the Super Bowl. Sammy Watkins has like the seventh highest cap hit in the NFL of non-quarterbacks.
Whoa.
He'll have the highest cap hit of any wide receiver in the NFL. So he's due to make $21 million next year, and they can save $14 million if they cut him. So he's a prime candidate to either get a cut or a restructure. I just don't know how, with Mahomes' contract coming due, the decision that they have to make up for Chris Jones. I just don't know how Sammy Watkins can make $21 million. The other player is Chris Jones, so his contract is up. He will probably get the franchise tag, but I think they're in a little bit of a spot because if they pay Chris Jones, they're going to have two guys on their defensive line that make over $100 million. Is that a really good team-building exercise? I mean, for the most part, they've done a good job with every layer of the defense of kind of paying somebody. Frank Clark got paid. Anthony Hitchens at linebacker got paid. Tyrann Mathieu got paid. They haven't really made that investment at corner. We'll see if they do that. But are they going to be a defense that has two players on the defensive line that make over $100 million and get $60 million guaranteed? We'll certainly see. There aren't many teams in the NFL that are built that way defensively.
And it's not as though the team is paying them in a vacuum. There is, of course, the question of Patrick Mahomes and how much they will pay him, will offer him, how much he deserves, how much they have to pay him to keep him, though he does say he wants to be there for a long time. So I don't know. What do you think? What's the going rate for the Super Bowl MVP?
I would be absolutely stunned if Patrick Mahomes signed for less than $200 million. I just don't know why, if you're him, why you would take a contract less than that. I've kind of maintained this entire time that the baseline deal is 5 years, $200 million, and probably $150 guaranteed. We'll see how much more he gets than that. But if you're Mahomes, I just don't understand why you wouldn't, or why you would sign less than $200 million. I do think that when you have a chance to kind of blaze the new trail for quarterback contracts, I mean, you want to set the bar. We've seen Rodgers got a new deal and Russell Wilson got paid this offseason. And if you're Patrick Mahomes, and I don't think it's hyperbole to say at this point, he is the most successful under 25-year-old player in the history of the NFL. You want a contract that's pretty indicative of it. I think he's now the new face of the NFL. I don't know what better way to kind of signify that than a nice $200 million contract.
Carrington Harrison from CBS Sports Radio Sunday evenings and also 610 Sports in Kansas City. It's After Hours. I agree with you, but I'm going to play devil's advocate. The problem with paying a quarterback that kind of money in the climate of the NFL, we're not talking NBA, we're not talking Major League Baseball. These teams only have so much to spend. So you spend that kind of cash and you commit that kind of money to a quarterback, the reason is, you know, the reason most teams don't do it or haven't done it to this point is because it takes away from what you can pay for depth at other positions. So how do you navigate that?
I mean, that's a great question. I mean, but I think we're also reaching the point in the NFL where, I mean, every good young quarterback is about to get paid. Like, if I ask you who do you think the good quarterbacks in the NFL are, you'll probably suggest Carson Wentz. He just got a new contract. Jared Goff, he certainly was in that conversation. He's getting a new contract. Dak Prescott, he's about to get a new contract. Russell Wilson just got a new contract. Aaron Rodgers got a new contract. Like, we can go up and down the list. Like, at this point, that's just what the position costs. That I understand that we say that, and I'm with you, that it is a salary cap league. You can only fit so many players under the cap. But if you make a list of the 10 best quarterbacks in the NFL and 8 of them all make more than $35 million, I wonder how much of a disadvantage it is to pay your quarterback.
And certainly the Chiefs have been pretty consistent about saying that they're going to break the bank with him, so to speak. Carrington Harrison with us from Kansas City. What do you expect on Wednesday for the victory parade?
A lot of people, a lot of alcohol, a lot of raucous environment. I mean, that's what I would guess. So it's actually supposed to snow in Kansas City tomorrow.
Fun.
So yeah, it's supposed to snow, and then Wednesday it's supposed to be 20 degrees outside.
Holy cow!
But if I know anything about Kansas City, they've been waiting a long time for this parade. So I definitely don't think a couple inches of snow and cold weather is going to stop people. When the Royals won the World Series back in 2015, they think that 800,000 people were here. I think it's going to be a little bit more. I think it's going to be like 1.2 million people. This has been a long time in the making. Mm. And if anything, I think it's going to be a celebration of Patrick Mahomes. And I think what a lot of people believe, the first of many Super Bowl parades. I don't think there's any team in the NFL better set up to go on a run than Kansas City. And we see how, I would say, every probably 4 or 5 years in the NFL, there's a team that's kind of poised to make the run. We saw Seattle make a run. We saw Pittsburgh with Ben Roethlisberger go to three. Obviously, we've seen Brady. He's had two separate runs when they've had dynasties. I think Kansas City's set up right now to win two of the next three Super Bowls.
And yet only the Patriots have been able to do it back-to-back, like actually win it, going back to the Broncos in the late 90s. So, yeah, you could be set up, and still it can be really difficult to do it again, which is why it's so fun to see fresh blood. And no one knows that better than the Kansas City Chiefs, right, because it took them all this time to get back. Before I let you go, it just dawned on me. Andy Reid is kind of addressed retirement. I don't know exactly what his contract situation is, but what does he say about his zest for coaching now?
I think that Andy has been completely rejuvenated by Patrick Mahomes. He addressed it a little bit today, and he kind of just talked about why would you want to leave if you have a quarterback like that. I think that Andy has waited 17 years to be in the position that he's in right now. He has the best young star in the NFL. He has one of the five best wide receivers in the NFL in Tyreek Hill. Travis Kelce, who I think is now a Hall of Fame tight end with his numbers, plus winning a Super Bowl. I don't think Andy's going anywhere anytime soon. I'd be really surprised if Andy stepped down in the next 5 years if it wasn't health or family related. Obviously, you can't kind of foresee those things, but Andy's given us no reason to think that he's stepping down.
And it certainly feels like he's already been through his fair share of all of those personal challenges. All right, you can follow Carrington on Twitter at C.Harrison. You need to spell out the dot, which I think is clever. From 610 Sports Kansas City, where he does an afternoon show. And also, you can hear him on CBS Sports Radio Sunday evening starting at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. It's great to talk to you. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes.
Hey, I appreciate you having me on. Thanks a lot.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.